Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. This past week, reports that Harvey Weinstein had sexually harassed women for years came to light, making it crystal clear that not everyone in woman in Hollywood has had the chance to walk my path. Abuse, threats, and coercion have been the norm for so many women trying to do business or make art. Mitter Weinstein may be the most powerful man in Hollywood to be revealed as a predator, but he's certainly not the only one who has been allowed to run wild. His behavior, silently co-signed for decades by employees and collaborators, is a microcosm of what has been happening in Hollywood since always and of what workplace harassment looks like for women everywhere. Well, you know, Lena, there's so much to say here about this, you wretched excuse for a young lady. Pray for her conversion to the faith. Why don't we start here? What about the culture that has been enabled by women being told that they have the right? Nay, no, it's ought, you see. You have the right, the duty, the privilege, the artistic license to flash your lady parts to an international television audience, to have men actually gawk at it. What do you think men do when they gawk at exposed lady parts, Lena? Huh? Not many men out there are pursuing defending the purity and chastity of women that are willing to bear all the Lord bless them with at birth for fun and for profit. Why did you do it, Lena? Oh, you did it for you were an artist on HBO's Girls. No, you're just a tramp. You're just a rudderless moral disaster. By the by, YouTube is supposed to be for family friendly, right? There's not supposed to be any porn on YouTube, is there? Well, I won't post a link to this, but I will tell you that you can find it because I went looking for it just to make sure that it's there, and it is. If you Google, if you YouTube search for Lena Dunham, use vulgar word for female anatomy, you'll find the clip from the TV show Girls, where she flashes the lady parts for the headmaster of the school to gawk at. I got to ask you, Ms. Dunham, what effect do you think that has? Because you did it for art, it's okay, right? No, it's not okay. Here's how Breitbart.com described this back in April of 2016. Rape hoaxer Lena Dunham flashes her vagina on Girls. In the episode titled Hello Kitty. Oh, by the way, how many little girls are going to watch, searching for Hello Kitty, the doll, and are going to find Lena Dunham video? I'm looking for a Hello Kitty video. Think they found a Hello Kitty video and tune into that. Again, it's on YouTube. There was no disclaimer or anything. I didn't have to check a box to see if I could see it. It's just there. It's there. Oh, but it's art. I'm sorry.